through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it.
Good morning. Come on, Allison. Come on in. The water's fine. Come on. Woo, come on now. Come on now. Just begin to give God praise. He's worthy. Come on, give him praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bless your name. We bless your name. Oh, we bless your name. We bless you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. There is none like you, O God. There is none like you, O God. There is none like you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Come on now. There is no one like him. Come on now. There is no one. Hallelujah. There is no one like him. There is no one like him. The Bible says this, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there is none like him. Now, what you got to understand, but first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says two things. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. But then it also says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God doth man live. What you got to understand is, this is the day that the Lord has made. And because you're tuning in right now, you have opened up the portal of God's divine grace being released in your life. Okay, what are you talking about? Well, 2025, the Lord spoke and said, our glory, that 2025 is the season you are anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And the Bible says in that scripture, and I'll read 12 and 13, and he sent and brought him in, and now David was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. Now, this word anoint right here is a Hebrew word, the mashach of God, which means to smear, to spread, to anoint, to consecrate, to separate. woo, to smear oil on. Arise and anoint him, for this is he. So now what you got to understand is, because some of you have been going through some things, okay? Now, what you got to understand that this word connects with 5785, God's calendar year, okay? Where he spoke, this will be your season of multiplied and abundant grace, according to Romans 5:20 and 1 Peter. Romans 5:20 says, high glory, let's get here. Moreover, the law entered that sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, when you understand this word abound, the word abound means to be abundantly furnished with. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Amen. Woo! I know that that back is healed. I know that that back is healed. I know that that lower back is healed. I know that those nerves in the back are calming down and they're getting back into order. High glory. I know that the sciatic nerve is getting back into order. Harikesha. I know. High glory. Hikesha. Woo, my God. Healing is your portion, Sister Patricia. Healing, he's not just going to heal you. Okay, I want you to type this and I want you to shout it out. I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. The Bible says that the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of his garment, based on what she spoke in her spirit, within herself, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Listen. Don't settle for just being healed. Be whole. That means you're walking in the spirit of shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness. Oh, come on now. But the word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to furnish one richly, to overflow. This will be the season, high glory, where God connects you to the overflow. Why? Okay, and the Lord wants me to get over here to this 1 Peter right here. Okay, 1 Peter, when you read 1 Peter right here, 1 Peter chapter 1, okay? Now listen, we are prefacing this 1 Peter chapter 1. It says, blessed be, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. And it's in the capital S, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh my God, are you getting this? Peace, grace and peace be multiplied. I want you to get this in your spirit. First, this is going to be, 1 Peter is happening into you today. High glory. You're being sanctified, woo, through the Spirit, and your obedience will activate the restoration, the healing, the cleaning blood of Jesus. Grace unto you and peace is multiplied in your life. So why is that important? So when you connect that this is the season that you are a multiplied and abundant grace, and you connect it, listen, whoo, my God, with the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, now you'll understand that this is what separates you, because you're not just anybody. You're not just a number to God. You are the called. Oh, come on now, Romans chapter 8, okay? I'm speaking, I'm prophesying. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 in your life. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And the phrase the called in the Greek means divinely selected and appointed. Oh my God. And when you understand who you are, everywhere you go, it increases, it's multiplied. Favor is on that place because you showed up. Woo, my God, my God. Listen. Understand. Okay, today is February 19th, 2025. I got to get this in. I only got a few more minutes here. But here's what you got to understand. That the number 19, okay, is the 19th day of February, but it's also the 48th day of the year, okay? And those are two numbers that is important in the word and in the spirit. The number 19 holds deep biblical, prophetic, and spiritual significance, symbolizing divine order in judgment, faith, restoration, and the fulfillment of God's promises. It also represents, listen, a shift from waiting to manifestation. Some of you have been in waiting mode. And listen, waiting doesn't mean, okay, when you read that scripture, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. No, it doesn't mean that you just sit on your butt. No, that means you are in preparation for the release. You're in preparation, in expectation for God's movement, his manifestation of your deliverance, of your healing, of your prosperity and wealth. The ending of testing and stepping into the fullness of destiny. You're walking. Whom God foreknew, he predestinated. Oh, come on now. And when you connect the 48th day of the year, February 19th, okay, it means hold on right here. Hold on here. Let me just see here. Devil is alive. How February 19th. Connects to this, okay? The 48th day. We're going to find out what the 48th day there we go. It's the 50th day. Thank you very much. Now let's examine this. Now, 50 is very important today. It's the 50th day, and that's what I thought. Now, the 50th day connects like this. Woo! Jeremiah 46:19 says, pack your bags, you who live in Egypt, for Memphis will be laid waste without inhabitants. The number 19 connects to divine judgment and transition, leading to restoration. This is the season of Joel chapter 2 in your life. He said, I will restore unto you all the years. Oh, come on now. This year will mark a season of shaking, divine justice, and the removal of obstacles hindering God's people from stepping into their purpose. Hebrews 11:19. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Abraham, in his heart, when God told him to sacrifice Isaac, sacrifice the promise, in his heart, he obeyed God, and the Bible says it was imputed to him for righteousness. Okay. The prophetic meaning of number 19. Okay. Number 19 is the ending of testing and the beginning of manifestation. Genesis 19 says, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah marked the end of a season of wickedness and the deliverance of the righteous, Lot and his family. That's Genesis 19. Okay. Many will experience sudden shifts where old cycles and strongholds are destroyed, making way for God's divine plan. Now, the number 50 in the Bible represents Jubilee. Woo, the release. Oh, my God. 50 is the number of Jubilee, release, and supernatural freedom. It's also the number of multiplied grace. 5 in the Bible represents grace. Okay. Leviticus 25:10. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all of its inhabitants. Acts chapter 2. Pentecost happened on the 50th day, bringing the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, oh, come on, somebody. Woo! The 50th day represents divine freedom, restoration, and supernatural empowerment. Our glory. February 19, 2025, the 50th day marks a prophetic release where captives are set free, debts, spiritual and natural, are canceled. Father, right now, I cancel their debts. I cancel the debts. I cancel the debts. And I declare Jubilee has come in their life. Our glory. And a fresh outpouring of the Spirit is given to those who are aligned with God's will. Our glory. This is a prophetic day of breakthrough. February represents the second month, which means the agreement or witness in God's kingdom. 19 represents the end of testing and the beginning of fulfillment. 50 represents the year of Jubilee, supernatural freedom and restoration. So the spiritual insight of this day, it will mark as a turning point where those who have endured will step into divine overflow, breakthrough, and kingdom expansion. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, you better get this. Let me just proclaim this prophetic release over you, and then we're going to sow seed. The Bible says, Lord, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, okay? Well, goodness, goodness, goodness. This is a year of prophetic completion and divine manifestation. On the cross, John 19:30, Jesus cried, it is finished. Woo! It's a year of deliverance and supernatural breakthrough. 2 Kings, the angel of the Lord struck down 185,000 Assyrians in one night. Woo, my God. God is intervening in your battles, bringing sudden and supernatural deliverance. Woo, my God. This is a year of Jubilee and divine release. Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty and Jubilee throughout the land. Okay, here's the prophetic release. I want you to receive it, and I want you to get your seed, your 2025 seed. Come on now. You better get this. Oh, my God. Thus saith the Lord. Receive this right now. I am shifting my people into divine fulfillment. The battles that have raged for years will now be won in a moment. Those who have endured will see my hand move mightily in their favor. This is a season where I will complete what I started. The 50th day of this year marks a supernatural turning point. The 50th day marks a supernatural turning point. The 50th day, woo, marks a supernatural turning point. What was once delayed will now be released, and my spirit will be poured out in a fresh way. Walk boldly, for my grace is upon you, and my power is making a way. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Receive that. And now, solidify it by sowing a seed. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. When you receive a word, you solidify it, or you bring it to manifestation by sowing seed. While the earth remain, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Get your 2025 seed. Whether it's $20.25, $225, $2,025, allow the Lord to show you and release you into this season of prophetic release, prophetic change. Oh my God, kingdom change. Woo! By sowing the seed. You can use the ministry by using the PayPal, the QR code right there, the Church Zelle, Restored MININTL at Gmail, or you can do what's called the Terumah when you sow it into the hand of the priest and prophet. He says, and the first of all, first fruits of all things of every Terumah of all shall be the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Ezekiel 44:30. See, when you sow seed directly into the hand of the priest and prophet, now you open up the mouth of the priest and the prophet to speak and prophesy and declare. Job chapter 28 says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Okay? Second, use my Cash App, $2, Prophet MD Bryant. You can use my Zelle and Michael at rtuproductions.com or my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow seed, they are walking in their season. They are activating the door and the portal of Jubilee. They have been restored. They are, shackles and bondage is destroyed. Woo, slavery. Oh, my God. Is over. High glory. The season of the taskmaster is over. Now, grace and peace is multiplied. Father, as they sow the seed, multiply it back. 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. I declare the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and adds no sorrow, spirit, soul, body, and financial. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss this week's broadcast. Listen, we're going to another level, but declare and walk in your release. You've been released. You've been set free. God is declaring and commanding the blessing and jubilee in your life. Woo, my God, in Jesus' name, be blessed.